Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tarpon Investimentos' second quarter of 2011 earnings results conference call. Thank you for standing by. Today's live webcast and presentation may be accessed through Tarpon's website at www.ccall.com.br/tarpon/2q11.htm. We would like to inform you that this event is recorded and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Tarpon's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participants need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Before proceeding, let me mention that this presentation may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Tarpon management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Rafael Sonder, Tarpon's Investor Relations Officer. You may now begin, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for attending this call.
Bom dia a todos. Obrigado por participar do call de resultados da Tarpon. Nós iremos conduzir esse call em inglês, porém todas as informações aqui divulgadas são parte da nossa divulgação de resultados, que se encontra em nosso website.
We're very glad to present our consistent and operating and financial performance for the second quarter of 2011. On page 3, we'll move to the quarter's highlights. Assets under management amounted to $5.9 billion as of June 30, 2011, a 19% increase when compared to the second quarter of 2010. As of June 30, 2011, hybrid strategy posted net returns of 10.9% for the year, and long-only equity strategy posted returns of 2% versus a return of negative 3.9% from the Ibovespa index. All these figures are in US dollars. Gross revenues amounted to $218.4 million for the first quarter of the year, an increase of 33% when compared to the same period of 2010. Net income was $94.6 million in the first half. It is also worth mentioning that on July 28, 2011, the board approved a dividend distribution of the entire profits for the first half of the year, amounting to 1.98 reais per share, to be paid out to shareholders on August 5th. We will cover these topics in more details in the next slides. Now, I'd like to move to page 4, where we can find our AUM composition. It is always important to mention that we aim to attract and retain a sophisticated investor base that is aligned with our investment philosophy and with a long-term investment profile, such as endowments, foundations, sovereign wealth funds, and pension funds. This investor base is of great importance as it provides the necessary reliability of capital, allowing us to pursue the best investment opportunities in the long run. Also, I would like to highlight that our AUM is comprised of 12% of proprietary capital, which comprises TIG, employees, and executives. This is very important as the management and partners of Tarpon are an extremely relevant investor of the funds we manage. On page 5, we briefly show our three main investment vehicles. As you know, our activities are conducted under three investment vehicle formats. The long-only equity strategy, which comprises only investments in public companies. The hybrid equity strategy, which comprises public and private investments. And the co-investment strategy, which comprises public and private co-investments in specific special opportunities. These co-investment vehicles are very important as they allow us to grow our ownership and level of influence in the companies that we invest without diluting the returns for the investors that are exposed to our portfolio funds. All these vehicles are managed following our single investment philosophy of concentration, contrarian view of the market, high conviction, long-term horizon for investments, deep value, and positive influence. Now, I'd like to move to page 6. As indicated at the top of the chart, our AUM amounted to $5.9 billion as of June 30, 2011, a 19% increase when compared to the same period of 2010, and a slight decrease when compared to March 2011. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we find AUM growth breakdown by performance gain and net inflows. During the quarter, the net negative performance of the Tarpon funds contributed to a $357 million AUM decrease in the second quarter of 2011. The AUM growth in connection with the net inflows was equivalent to 85 million reais. It is important to mention that the current strategy of Tarpon's fundraising effort is based on the concept of capital recycling, where we work to replace potential redemptions with new subscriptions of similar sizes. Now, I'd like to move to page 7. In the chart at the left-hand side of the page, we present the AUM breakdown by investment strategy, and also the respective amount of called and uncalled capital. As you can see, the total amount of uncalled capital totals 623 million as of June 30, 2011. It is worth highlighting that before the launch of the Special Opportunities Fund, designed to conduct specific co-investment opportunities, we conducted these co-investments in segregated structures. At the end of the quarter, these structures amounted to 123 million reais. Our strategy is now to concentrate co-investment commitments to the Tarpon Special Opportunities Fund. As of June 2011, the AUM of this vehicle amounted to 570 million reais, out of which 187 million was committed but uncalled. In the chart at the right-hand side of the page, we can see the AUM breakdown by public and private equity. As of June 30th, Tarpon's exposure to public equities corresponded to 86% of our called capital. Private equity investments corresponded to 14%. Now, let's move ahead to page 8, where we talk about the fund's performance. On the second quarter, long-only strategy posted net returns of -6.2 in reais and -3.5 in dollars. Since launch, the accumulated returns annualized for the strategy were 33.5 in reais and 35.4 in dollars. The hybrid equity strategy posted net returns of positive 1% in dollars during the quarter. Since launch, the strategy posted annualized net positive performance of 33%. It's important to highlight that we do not follow any stock market index as a performance benchmark. However, for illustrative purposes, during the second quarter of 2011, the Ibovespa and IBX indexes posted negative returns of 9% and 7.3%, respectively, both in reais. Moving ahead to page 9, we will now discuss Tarpon's financial highlights. On this page, we present our operating revenues. As seen on the top left chart, management fees are charged on the Tarpon funds on a monthly or quarterly basis, calculated over the amount of assets under management. We do not charge fees on capital that is committed but uncalled. During this quarter, gross revenues related to management fees amounted to 16 million. The year-over-year increase in results reflects the AUM increase. In the first two quarters of the year, management fee collection amounted to 31 million reais. Now, regarding performance fees. During this quarter, we collected performance fees totaling 110 million reais. In the first half of the year, total performance fee collection amounted to 187 million reais, an increase of 42% when compared to last year. Just to remember, these fees are collected based on performance of the funds when a certain hurdle rate is surpassed and are charged on distinct dates of the year depending on the characteristics of the funds. In addition, as of June 30, 2011, the uncollected potential performance fees amounted to 921,000 reais. This amount is based on the net asset of the funds that were above high water mark as of such date, 41% of Tarpon's total AUM. It is important to make clear, however, that we cannot guarantee that this potential amount will be owed to Tarpon at any future date. The amount presented may differ substantially from the actual realized amount. Lastly, on the bottom right-hand side of the chart, we see the performance fee payment schedule. This chart is a result of the collection date contracted for the different vehicles we manage. For illustrative purposes, on the second quarter of the year, Tarpon collected performance on investment vehicles that account for 58% of our total assets under management. Now, moving to page 10, total gross operating revenues amounted to 218.5 million reais, and net revenues amounted to 206.4 million reais. Operating expenses amounted to 58.2 million, resulting in an operating margin for the first half of the year of 72%, calculated over net revenues. In the chart at the bottom of the page, we can find the operating expenses segregated by recurring and non-recurring expenses. The recurring portion of operating expenses is comprised of general, administrative, and payroll expenses. Year-over-year increases is mainly due to the increased headcount, costs related to the larger office facilities we moved to in September of last year, and costs related to monitoring of our invested companies. From January to June 2011, the non-recurring operating expenses amounted to 47.3 million reais. That amount includes variable compensation and profit sharing paid out to employees and senior management, and provision for our stock option plan, with no cash impact. The increase in this line is attributed to the very positive performance collection that was recorded during the period. Now, moving to page 11. First, it is important to note that as previously reported, due to the size of revenue that Tarpon has achieved, it is now operating under the lucro real regime of Brazilian tax legislation. This, in turn, results in an effective tax rate for the second quarter of 2011 of 33.7%, including all taxes, compared to 18.6% in the same period of last year. Therefore, net income in the second quarter of 2011 amounted to 40.9 million, and in the first 6 months to 94.6 million reais. Net income for the first 6 months is 10% lower than in the same period of last year due to, as mentioned previously, the increase in the taxes that were recorded. At left, on page 12, we have some details on TRPN3 performance. Since May 26, 2009, our shares are traded on the Novo Mercado segment of the Bovespa, which holds the highest standards of corporate governance. As of yesterday, Tarpon's shares were up 11.4% for the year. Based on yesterday's share price, Tarpon's market cap is 791 million reais. Well, I'd like to thank you all and open the floor for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. Again, to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. I would like to invite Mr. Rafael Sonder to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call. And as always, feel free to contact us if you have any further questions after this call. Thank you very much.
That does conclude the Tarpon Investimento second quarter of 2011 earning results conference call. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.